Last week we talked about reading the Bible.
上个星期我们讲到读经。
This week and next week we are going to be talking about prayer.
这个星期跟下个星期我们会讲到祷告。
Now let me ask you a question. There is not a right answer or wrong.
这个问一个问题，这个不需要，没有正确答案。
But just for my information.
就是对我自己，我想知道一些信息。
How many of you find reading the Bible is easier than praying?
多少人觉得读经比祷告更容易？
Okay. How many of you find praying is easier than reading the Bible?
或者你觉得祷告比读经更容易？
Okay. How many of you find neither is easy?
或者觉得这两个都不容易，不管是读经还是。
I don't think of it that way.
Okay. You don't think of it that way. Okay. Most of us find one or the other is more natural to us.
有的时候我们觉得或者读经或者祷告对我们更容易。
But someone said that reading the Bible and praying are like the two wings on an airplane.
但有的人就把它比喻成好像飞机上的两个翅膀。
We need them both.
我们需要两个都需要。
We cannot have just one or the other.
我们不能说只能有一个翅膀。
And so we talked last time about how to read the Bible.
上次我们讲到如何读经。
How to hear God speak to us through His Word.
如何听到圣经，能听到神的话。
Because it's in the Bible that God gives us, that God speaks to us.
就是神通过圣经来对我们说话。
This week we're going to talk about how we talk to God in prayer.
这个星期呢，我们来讲怎么样来通过祷告来向神说话。
Now, how many of you remember the first time you ever prayed?
多少人还记得你第一次祷告的情形？
Nobody remembers your very first prayer?
有人还记得你第一次祷告的情形吗？
Okay, one, maybe you're afraid I will ask you to tell about
it.
Okay. Sometimes our first prayer is maybe a time of fear and we're afraid and we cry out to God for help. Maybe a time when we needed something from God. But prayer should be something very natural for believers.
所以呢，祷告应该对信徒来讲，应该是一个很自然而然的事情。
Prayer is not just about getting things from God.
祷告不是单单从神那里得到什么。
I have a person that I will call a friend.
我讲到说，我曾经有个朋友，这样吧，暂且称他为朋友。
But the only time I ever hear from him is if he needs something.
他只有在有需要的时候才会跟我联系。
If everything is going great, I never hear from him at all.
如果我要是有什么，就是他生活很顺利，他从来也不会跟我联系。
It is only when he needs help.
只有当他需要帮助的时候，他才需要。
Oh, I was just thinking about you. I would like to talk to you.
他就说：“哎呀，我这段老想到你啊，我想跟你说话。”
I think some people, that's how they treat God.
有的人对神就是这种态度。
Monday is everything is going good.
说星期一每件事情都很顺利。
So they don't even think about him.
然后他们就根本也不会想到神。
Tuesday, everything is fine.
哦，星期二也还好。
Suddenly on Wednesday, there is trouble.
突然星期三呢，有问题了。
Oh God, I want to talk to you.
哦，神呐，我这会儿想跟你讲话了。
We are very close, remember?
神呐，你记得吗？我们是好朋友啊。You're
my best friend.
你是我的最好的朋友。Help
me.
帮帮我吧。And
then when that's done.
当你跟这些神帮完你之后。Thursday,
oh, I'm too busy to pray.
哦，神呐，这个星期四太忙了，今天不会祷告。
I'll wait till I need help again.
当我需要帮助的时候，我再找你吧。But
praying is communicating with a friend.
但是祷告是跟一个朋友之间的交流。We
pray not just to get things from him.
不是因为要从神那里得到什么才去跟祷告。But
to communicate.
而是跟神有个交流。To
build a relationship.
是建立你们之间的关系。A
true friend you communicate with, you spend time with, even when you don't need anything from them.
你真的是好朋友的话，不是说你需要帮助、需要从他那里得到什么，你才跟他交流，而是你。
And so this week and next, we're going to talk about that relationship, that communication.
所以这个星期跟下个星期，我们会讲到我们跟神之间的关系，讲到祷告。
On the homework that you did to prepare.
在我们就是上星期所做的这个家庭作业里边讲到与神交谈祷告。
The first thing that I asked you from Jeremiah.
我第一个问题是讲到那个耶利米书。
Jeremiah says, when we call on God, he will answer.
耶利米书说当我们求告神时神会应允我。
Our children.
我们的孩子们。
Call on us.
如果他叫你。
We hear them.
你听到他们的喊声了。
We answer.
你就会答应他们。
I remember when my children were very small.
我就记得我孩子很小的时候。
My wife would be sound asleep.
我太太睡得很香。
But if one of them called for help,
如果有个孩子就说需要帮忙了。
Immediately, she was awake to go help.
然后她就马上醒过来就去帮他们了。
Jeremiah says, God hears when we call.
耶利米说当我们呼求神的时候神会回应。
But sometimes,
但有的时候
our children ask for something that we really can't take care of.
有的时候孩子所要的我们没有办法回应。
They need something we can't give them.
他们想要的东西我们不能给他们。
One of my favorite verses about prayer is in Ephesians.
我最喜爱的就是那个经文就是在以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所第三章。
I would like for you to read together.
我们想要大家一起读第三章以弗所第三章。Which verse?
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20.
以弗所第三章二十节，请大家翻到以弗所第三章二十节。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
He is able to do far more abundantly than we even ask or think.
他能够成就超过我们所求所想的。
He is someone who is not limited in being able to meet our needs.
他并不是说他在满足我们的需要方面他有受限制。
Sometimes people pray as if God maybe it would be hard for him to give what we need.
有的时候我们向神祷告好像神也有难处做不到这件事似的。
But Paul said when we pray, he is someone who can give, do whatever we need.
就是保罗说当我们所向神呼求的时候神可以成就一切。
He can do more than we even imagine.
他甚至超过我们所求所想的。
Matthew tells us that God is like a father who loves to give good gifts to his children.
马太福音讲到说神好像一位好父亲喜爱给他的儿女好东西。
He doesn't want to hold back from us what is good.
他不是想说有什么好东西不给我们。
But he gives out of the heart of a loving father.
他是一个慈爱的父亲从他慈爱的心里要给我们。
Now I'm going to talk about this father next week.
下一个星期我们会讲到天父。
Because for some of us, or some, you may have had a father who did not give.
也许你有一位父亲他不愿意不是很能给予的一个人。
And so when you think of father, you think of someone who doesn't like to give.
所以你想到父亲就想到说一个父亲不太愿意分享愿意给予。
Who holds back.
他就是那个就抓着。
And so I'm going to talk about that next week. I'm going to skip over that today.
下个星期我会讲到天父，今天我会跳过去。
So if you had a question about that, just wait until next time.
如果你对这个父的这个有问题的话，我们就等到下个星期，请你等到下个星期。
Why should we pray?
为什么我们需要祷告呢？
We pray to build a relationship.
第一个呢，我们祷告是为了要和神建立关系。
My wife and I often in the evening will walk.
有很多时候晚上呢，我跟我太太会去散步。
It took me a long time to learn how to walk with my wife.
我花了很久才知道怎么样跟我太太一起去散步。
Now that sounds like I was very foolish, and I guess I am.
这样看起来我好像很笨的，怎么这个都不会？
But you see, I am a task person.
因为我呢，我是一个就是任务型的，做事情型，做事情。
Do this, do this, do this, do this.
然后我就是有一个表，就清单，我做这个，做这个，然后做完了以后就全部一下子画勾。
And so for me, walk, if that's on my list, it is because I need what?
如果就像我这个，如果散步呢，为什么我需要散步呢？目的就是锻炼身体。
Right?
对不对？
And usually also on my list was, I need to study.
在我的这个清单上呢，还有一个就是要学习。
And so my wife, after we got married, would say, let's go for a walk.
然后我们结婚以后，太太就说，哎，我们今天去出去散散步吧。
And I would, okay.
我说好吧。
And so I would bring
然后我就
something I was working on.
然后我正在我要学习的东西，我就拿本书。
We would walk.
我们一边走，我就一边在那看书。
And I noticed that when we got back.
然后当我们回到家以后呢
check.
然后你看，我已经走完、散完步了，这个事情做完了，学习也做了。
But if it was never on my list,
如果这个在我的这个清单上没有，这个任务表上没有说。
But if this had been on my list,
如果说让我的太太高兴，如果这个不在我的那个任务表上
，there would be no check.
所以呢，我就不会去给这个打勾勾。
I was doing my thing.
我已经做了呀，我又走，又散步了，又走路了，又那个学习了。
And after a while, my wife.Would say, ah, we don't need to go for a walk.
然后他也说，我们不用去散步了。
Still need exercise.
但是我需要锻炼身体啊。
Nah.
他说不需要。
I am older now.
那现在我年长了。
A little wiser.
比以前要聪明一点点了。
Last year.
去年呢
？I said to my wife, we ought to go back to walking.
他说：“我们应该是不是重新再开始一起散步呢
？”Our children are grown. We don't have to take care of them.
我们孩子都长大了，我们不需要再照顾他们了。
So in the evening, let's go for a walk after supper.
在晚上晚饭之后，我们一起去散步吧。
But now I know a little bit more than I knew before.
我现在知道了，比刚结婚的知道的多了那么一点点。
So I don't do this one.
所以呢，我现在就不在边散步边带本书在那里学习。
Instead, we walk.
然后我们真的就是一起散步了。
And I say, tell me what you did today.
然后我就说你今天都做了点什么呢
And we visit.
然后我们就开始谈话。
And now when I come home,
然后现在当我回到家以后呢
I can put a check here.
然后我就跟你说我的这个任务就是让我的太太高兴。我这个就说哦，我现在让我太太高兴了。
Men, you can leave a tip right here when you go out.
要是你们好像明天走的时候，可以先生们可以给我就留点小费。
Because I have just taught you a secret for a happy wife.
太太高兴，告诉你们一个方法。
Tips go here.
所以你们给我小费，我会很高兴的接受。
Why? You should give a big tip.
太太们，你们应该给我一个很大的、一个很可观的小费。
No, not really. We pray. We pray.
我们祷告。
To know God.
我们祷告是要了解、认识神，花时间跟他在一起。
You see.I tell you that story because many Christians pray the way I walked with my wife.
很多我之所以讲这个故事，就是很多人祷告的方式就跟我太太去散步的这个方式一样。
Forgiveness.
饶恕。
Better job.
然后好的工作。
Family problem.
然后家庭问题。
List.
然后这就是有一个清单。
And when we are done.
当我们这些都做完了之后
，check，
然后我们就画个勾勾，表示完成任务了。
check，
然后又完成了一项
，check，
又完成一项
check，
然后就把这些都好像完成任务了。
Thank you, God。
说谢谢神啊。
I will see you tomorrow。
明天。
With a new list。
然后明天我再带个新的清单来。
Right？
对不对
？And that is not a relationship。
那个不是建立关系。
That is a slave。
那个不过是一个奴仆而已。
Right？
对不对？
God, take care of this list. I'll be back tomorrow with a new one.
那个神呐，你来把这些事情都解决。明天我再给你个新的清单。
And I think sometimes God says.
什么时有时候神会对我们说
，I wish they would put away the list.
我希望他们把他们的清单放在一边，把他们任务放在一边。
And just walk with me.
就跟我一起散散步。
Just spend time with me.
就跟我在一起花点时间。
We pray to get to know God.
我们祷告是想了解神、认识神。
One of my favorite images in the Old Testament.
我最喜欢的旧约的一个形象
of life with God.
图片就是跟神的一起同行的生活怎么样
？Is the image of walking with God.
就是和神同行。
Enoch walked with God.
就是以诺和神同行。
Noah walked with God.
诺亚和神同行。
Abraham walked with God.
亚伯拉罕和神同行。
David walked with God.
大卫和神同行。
Last week we looked in Psalm 119.
上个星期我们就是读了这个诗篇一百一十九。
How much joy David got out of God's word?
那个大卫从神的话语里有多么的喜乐，多少的甘甜。
And if you can imagine David as the shepherd,
想象一下大卫是个牧童
who is out by himself all day long,
他就每天自己在旷野里边
and he reads God's word,
然后他就在读神的话
and he talks to God,
他就跟神交谈
because this is his friend,
因为呢神是他的朋友
God later will say, David is a man after my own heart.
所以最后呢神对大卫的定义就是大卫是合神心意的人。
That means they were intimate friends. They were close.
他们是很亲密很近的朋友。
And so David can read and hear God's voice.
所以大卫就可以读神的话也能听到神的声音。
And I imagine
我在想象
that he talks back.
他也跟神交谈他是交谈他也会对神说话
And he says, God,
然后他对神说
I read in your word
我读你的话你说到
I don't understand how that, what that means for me
我就不了解你说这话到底什么意思
Will you open my mind? Will you give me understanding?
你可不可以打开我的心开我的悟性
And God begins to make his word clear to David
然后呢神就向大卫显明他话语的意思
And David says, Oh, how I love your law.
然后大卫就说我何等爱慕你的律法。
Now I understand your word.
现在我了解你的你在说什么了。
The same is true for us.
同样对我们也是这样的。
I told you last week, as we read the Bible, we must pray. God,
上个星期
help me to understand.
我们上个星期讲到说我们的读经从祷告开始求神先开我们的眼睛。
In Corinthians.
在哥林多。
Paul says it is the Spirit of God that opens our mind to understand God's word.
保罗说是神的灵，圣灵打开我们的眼睛，能了解神的话。
It is God's Spirit who illumines, brings light to our mind.
是神的话带来在我们的生命中带来亮光，在我们的思想中带来亮光。
And so prayer and Bible reading is a conversation.
所以呢，祷告和读经就像一个对话似的。
I am listening to him when I read.
当我读神的话的时候，其实我在听他讲话。
And sometimes I'm saying, God, I don't understand this.
有的时候我对神说，神呐，我真的是不明白。
Please open my mind, show it to me.
求你打开我的心思，让我能够明白。
And so we read his word to hear from him.
所以我们读神的话就是要想能听到他讲话。
To build a relationship.
也和他建立关系。
Now.Let's talk about how we pray.
让我们来谈一下如何祷告。
And let's start in Ephesians 6.
我们从以弗所第六章十八节开始。
We could have started where Pastor Shi started this morning because he said the very same thing.
因为牧师今天讲到也是讲的同样的事情，我们可以从他讲的开始，但是我们从以弗所六章十八节。
When should we pray?
我们应该什么时候祷告呢？
All the time.
所有的时间，多方多随时，随时就是任何时候。
Praying at all times.
随时多方。
Pastor Shi this morning from Thessalonians. Pray without stopping.
今天牧师讲到不住的祷告。
Now, as he said, does that mean every minute of the day I am praying, praying?
是不是不住的祷告意味着你生命，你只要醒着的每一分钟，你都在一直祷告，一直在祷告？
It's impossible, right?
不可能的，对不对？
You can't say to your boss,
你不可能对你的老板说
I'm not working, I just pray all the time.
我不能上班，我不能工作，我得一直不停的祷告。
But when he says pray at all times,
但是保罗说不住的祷告的时候
pray without ceasing.
他说不住，就是不停的祷告。
I imagine like this.
我的想象理解是这样子的。
I have a very good friend.
我有一个很好的朋友。
It is not the friend who just calls when he needs something.
不是那个有需要才给我打电话的人。
This is a genuine friend.
这是一个真的朋友，真的好朋友。
Lives in a different city, a different state.
他在一个另外外州生活，住在外州。
And so sometimes I won't see this friend for 6 months.
有时候我们半年都见不了面。
But
但是呢
，I can pick up the phone.
但是我可以随时拿起电话来。
And I can say, you remember last time we talked, we were talking about this?
你记不记得上次我们讲话的时候讲到这件事儿？
Here's what I think.
那我的理解是怎么样的？
One Sunday, I was taking a nap.
有一天呢，星期天回去我就
I had not seen my friend for a long time.
睡了个午觉，我好久没见我的朋友了。
My phone rang.
然后我电话就响了。
I look and it's my friend.
然后看是我朋友的电话号码。
I said, hello.
然后说你好。
And he said, Sviatoslav Richter.
然后他又说了一句我听不懂的，什么德语还是什么。
I said, pardon?
他说是一个钢琴家的名字，我说你说什么。
And he said, when we were talking.
他说我们上次讲话的时候
I told you about a pianist from Russia.
我告诉你一个从俄国来的一位钢琴家
His name is Sviatoslav Richter.
就是这个名字我说
I said, oh, thank you.
我说谢谢你
I will go back to sleep now. Goodbye.
然后我现在我要回去睡觉了再见
And I laid there and remembered it had been 6 months since we had talked.
所以我们上次谈话六个月以前
And when we were talking, he was telling me a story.
然后我们在上次我们讲话的时候，他讲了一个故事。
And he couldn't remember the person's name.
然后他可以记住那个故事里面那个人物的名字。
We go on.
然后我们就继续过自己的
生活。6 months later, he remembers.
然后六个月突然想起来那个人的名字。
Calls me.
然后他给我打电话。
Tells me the name, and we hang up.
然后他告诉我那个人的名字，然后我们就挂了电话。
A conversation that just it's easy.
然后我们之间的对话是很容易的。
And I thought that's a little bit like our prayer without ceasing should be.
这有点像我们不住的祷告，就应该是这样的。
Sometimes I get down.
有的时候我做完了。
On my knees.
我。
And I pray.
我跪，有的时候跪下来，向神祷告。
Sometimes I walk around.
有的时候我就在走来走去。
For me, I don't like to sit or get down on my knees. I will fall asleep.
因为我不喜欢跪下来祷告，因为跪下来祷告我就睡着了。
So I will walk back and forth.
所以我祷告的时候我就走来走去。
Talking.
然后我就跟神讲话。
But then.
还有的时候呢。
Maybe later in the day.
或者是有些一天晚一些的时候。
I can say God.
我可以跟神说神啊。
This morning when I was talking to you.
我今天早上跟你讲话的时候呢。
I forgot. I have a meeting this afternoon.
我忘了我今天下午还有会议。
And it's going to be difficult.
然后这个会呢是很可能不太容易。
I really need your help to be wise in what I say.
我真的需要你的帮助，让我所说的话呢是要有智慧。
Thank you, God.
谢谢你，神。
And go on.
然后我就继续。
I don't have to start over.
我不需要说再从头开始祷告。
And say, dear Heavenly Father.
说我们在天上的父。
I need to pray right now.
我现在需要向你祷告了。
And go through a long prayer.
然后。经过一个很长很长的祷告。
I prayed this morning.
我今天早上祷告了。
And I, oh, God, one more thing.
神呢还有一件事忘了。
That's okay.
那个是，那没问题。
Because we have a relationship.
因为我们彼此之间是有关系的。
They can pray without ceasing.
所以我们就可以不住的祷告。
But to do that has to have that kind of relationship.
但是你要能够这样行，你必须得首先有那种关系。
Now, when we pray, I put a little quote.
我有一个在这上面有一个就是有一个就是有一个我引用的一个人的话，马太艾利森牧师的话。
A pastor said this and it has helped me a lot.
这个牧师所讲的对我很有帮助。
It is better to pray a short prayer often.
他说简短频繁的祷告。
Than a long prayer rarely.
胜于稀少冗长的祷告。
You see, for a long time, I did not understand that.
很多时候呢，很长时间我也不了解这个。
I had heard preachers say you need to read 5 chapters of the Bible every day.
有些那个讲道的人讲说，一天你要读5章圣经。
You need to pray 45 minutes.
你一天要最少祷告45分钟。
You need to follow a certain pattern.
你需要有一个模式，有一个。
And so maybe I would oversleep.
然后有时候我就可能睡过头了。
Maybe I was busy.
或者我很忙。
And I really couldn't pray 45 minutes.
然后我真是没法那天祷告45分钟。
I guess I just can't pray today.
然后我就说我今天可能没法祷告。
And finally I learned, you know what?
最后我终于学习到。
If my children do not have time.
如果我的孩子他没有时间的话。
To sit down.
没有时间坐下来。
And eat dinner with me.
今天不能坐下来跟我
们吃晚餐。And have a long conversation.
不能给我一个很长的谈话。
I still am very happy if they say, "How are you, Dad?"
我还是会很高兴如果他们就说爸爸你怎么样啊。
Just a simple conversation is better than nothing.
一个简短的谈话也好过什么都没有。
It is better to pray every day, to pray regularly.
就是。你每天有规律的这样子祷告
than to say, well, I will only pray on the days that I can spend 1 hour.
而不是说我只有今天才能花一个时间，一小时时间内，我只有今天才祷告，而是平常每天都这样祷告。
Now here is why that is helpful to me.
为什么这句话对我很有帮助呢？
If I only talk to my children when I have time and they have time to spend an hour.
如果我跟我孩子之间的谈话只有在我们两个都有一个小时的时间才交谈的话
I will go longer and longer and longer without talking.
那我们就会之间能够大家都能找到一小时的时间交谈的时间很少所以我们就很长时间没有交流
And then it's kind of uncomfortable.
所以当我们最后能够在一起的时候我们就在彼此之间觉得好像挺不是很舒服不是 很舒服
But if I just keep a simple conversation,
如果我只是一个简短的一个简单的对话跟他们
之间 Then it is easy when we need to talk a long time. It is easier to do that.
所以呢当我们真正需要花时间长交谈的时候呢就很容易
Because I have built and maintained a relationship.
因为我们维持了我们建造了这样一个关系
Now, when we pray, let's look at some things about how we pray.
让我们来看看如何祷告
First John says, when we pray, we must be sure that we are keeping his commandments.
约翰一书讲到，当我们祷告时，我们要必须确定我们遵守他的命令。
All of you know this.
所有人都知道。
But sometimes it seems that we forget it.
好像，但是我们常常会忘记。
God is God.
神就是神。
And we aren't.
我们不是神。
Did you know that?
大家知道吗
？He is God, and we're not.
他是神，我们不是。
And that means He's in charge.
那就证明他在掌管
，right？
对不对
？Now imagine that my children，
想象一下我的孩子
，my son，
我儿子
，is still at home，
还在。如果他还现在还在家的话
，and I tell him something to do，
我告诉他要做什么事情
，and he says，
然后他说
，no，
我说不
，I'm not going to do that，
说我才不做呢。
And then he comes later that day，
然后他晚些时候那天来了
，and he says， Dad， I want to talk to you，
他说爸，我想听你说话。
I said, okay.
我说好啊。
And he begins to ask me for advice and help.
然后他就要求求我的帮助，也求我的建议。
I am going to think.
我就会想想，等一等啊。
I told you what to do, and you said no. I'm my own boss.
我告诉你要做什么，你说我才不听呢，我是我自己的老板。
And now you're wanting my help on something else.
你现在想要我帮你做什么事儿？
Let's go back and deal with your rebellion.
先让我们来处理你的这个悖逆的态度。
And then we can talk about what you want.
然后我们现在可以谈你想要的，你想要做什么。
Does that make sense?
对不对？这个是不是对挺有道理的
？But some Christians.
但是有很多基督徒
have said, God, I'm not going to do what you tell me to do.
说神呐、啊，我可不做你让我做的事儿。
I want to be my own boss.
我想要自己做主。
Now, God.I need this, this, this.
神啊，我需要这个，这个，这个。
John said.
约翰说。
When I pray.
当我祷告的时候。
I must be sure that I am keeping His command.
要确定我确实遵守了他的命令。
Because if I am not living in obedience to Him.
如果我根本就没有听神的话。
I have forgotten that He is God and I'm not.
我就真的是忘了他是神，我不是。
He is in charge.
他在掌权。
John 14 says, "When we pray in Jesus' name."
约翰福音十四章讲到，当我们祷告的时候，要奉主耶稣的名。
Now, what does it mean to pray in His name?
这个奉耶稣的名是什么意思呢
？I had never thought about that.
我从来以前没有仔细想过。
And someone came to me in Taiwan.
台湾的时候有人。来找我
and said, I noticed that at the end of prayers in your church, people always say in Jesus' name.
我就注意到在你们教会，你们结束祷告的时候，总是会说奉耶稣的名。
Are those magic words?
他说那是不是一套好像很有魔力的魔法词呢
？That make God do what you ask.
因为你这样说奉耶稣的名，就能让神做你想让他做的事儿。
No, they're not.
那个不是。
To pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Means to pray in His authority.
就是表示我们是靠着他的权柄
To pray for His glory.
为了他的荣耀
To pray in submission to Him.
是在对他的顺服中来祷告的
It is saying, God, this is my prayer.
你是在对神说，神啊，这是我的祷告。
And I am coming in the name of Jesus.
我是以耶稣的名义来到你面前。
He is the one who intercedes for me.
因为他是在中间为我代祷。
He is the one who represents me before you.
他在你面前代表我。
And I am praying under his authority.
我是在他的权柄之下来祷告。
That's what it means to pray in Jesus' name.
这个就是意味着什么是奉耶稣的名。
Hebrews tells us we should pray with faith.
希伯来书说我们应该存着信心祷告。
Believing.
相信。
I once read about a preacher.
我有时候读到一个关于一个讲道的人的书。
He was visiting in the hospital.
他在医院里探访。
And there was a person in the hospital who was very sick.
有一个人在医院里，他病得很重。
And this person asked the pastor, "Would you please pray for me?"
然后那个病重的人就请这个牧师说，你能不能为我祷告
？And he said, "Sure."
当然，他说。
And he began to pray.
然后他就为这个人祷告。
And this person interrupted him and said, "Wait, pastor."
然后那个人就打断他说，哎，牧师，你等一等。
Please pray that God will heal me.
请你祷告，神会医治我。
Now I must confess, I would be nervous about this too.
然后我如果这是那个牧师，我也会很紧张。
Because sometimes that is not God's will.
因为有的时候呢，不是神的意愿要神的旨意要医治这个人。
But this pastor said he began to pray.
然后这个牧师就开始这样为这个人祷告。
And he began to say, "Now God, we don't know what you really want."
他就说神呐，我们不知道你到底你的心意是什么。
And he began to kind of, you know.
他就在那里边就这个人很祷告，他就在那绕着圈子说。
And he said the person in the bed stopped again. Pastor, wait.
然后那个人又打断他说：“牧师，你等一等。”
Do you have any faith?
他说：“你有信心吗，牧师？”
The pastor said when he left, he said, "God, please don't ever do that to me again."
他说他离开这个医院说：“神呐，你可别让我这样为人祷告了。”
Sometimes.
有的时候呢。
I'm afraid I pray like that, pastor.
我有时候可能我像那个牧师那样祷告。
That I pray.
我虽然祷告。
And would be very surprised if God did what I asked for.
但是我虽然这样祷告，但是如果神真的照着我所祷告的答应了，我会非常的吃惊。
Hebrews says.
希伯来书说。
Pray with faith.
存着信心祷告，带着信心祷
告。Now that doesn't mean He does everything we ask.
带着信心祷告，并不是说神就照我们所求的、
He is God,
所祷告的都求。他是神，我们不是。我们会又回到那一步。
But it does mean that I pray with confidence.
而是说我心里带着这种确据，带着这种信心。
That He is able to do above anything I ask or imagine.
他会可以做超过我所求所想的。
And so I can trust Him.
所以我可以信靠他。
And First Peter,
彼得前书讲到说
says then when I pray,
我们祷告时
I give my anxiety.
我把我的忧虑交给神，卸给神。
Now here's why praying in faith is important.
为什么在信心中间祷告是很重要的
？If I understand that He's God.
如果我真的了解他是神。
That He wants what is best for me.
他所想要的对我都是最好的。
And I pray in faith.
如果我存着信心祷告
，He can do it.
他可以这样做。
Now whose problem is it?
现在这是谁的问题了？我的
问题 My problem or his problem?
是我的问题还是他的问题呢？我的碰到了难处问题。Still, 还是你自己的问题 yeah, Still my problem.
Still my problem?
yeah.、
I think
我觉得是
that I can give it to him.
我可以把我的问题交给神。
And say, God, this belongs to you.
神呢，现在这个问题属于你了。你
Now, will he do what I ask?
他会不会是
maybe, maybe
会？他会不会照着我所希望的那样来做呢？也许是，也许不是。
But now it's up to him.
现在呢，这就在于他了。
And I no longer have to go around feeling like, oh, what will I do? What will I do? What will I do?
也不是说你就可以这样走，天天想的时候，我该怎么办？我该怎么办
？Because I can trust him with it.
因为我可以把我的问题交给他。
Let me show you Philippians chapter 4.
让我们看腓立比书第四章六到七节。腓立比四章六到七节。腓立比书四章六到七节。
Read verse 6 and 7.
让我们一起来读第六节到第七节。应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
In the middle of that verse, I hope it's in Chinese.
我希望这个也在中文里边。
Is the word but?
还有一个但是。
And when you see that in the Bible, it always means you have a choice. Verse.
哦，他说，只要他是翻译成只要，就是说，当他说有这个但是或者只要的时候，就表示你是有一个选择的。
So he says, "Do not be anxious."
他说，不要，应当一无挂虑，不要挂虑。
But.
但是呢。
Pray.
祷告。
Give your request to God.
把你的所要的告诉神。
You see that?
你看到了吗？
Now that says to me, I can't. First of all, I can't do this, or I shouldn't.
这是但是，而不是和，不是说你告诉神了还继续。
Be anxious. And
you 不能说又把又挂虑着，又把你的要求交给神，而是但是这两个不能同。
I must confess.
我必须要承认。
That I often live this.
很多时候我是在那个焦虑和交给神是和而不是单是。
I take my burden to God.
我把我的重担带到神面前。
I pray about it.
我也为这件事情祷告。
I go back away.
然后我就回来了。
And I continue to hold on to it myself.
然后我还是把这个重担自己紧紧抓着。
I was praying about something last 2 weeks ago.
两个星期前，我为一件事情祷告。
And I was very anxious.
然后我就心里边挺焦虑的。
On Wednesday, I had been here at church.
然后星期三我在教会里边。
And I was walking back and forth praying about this problem.
然后我就这样走来走去的为这件事情祷告。
And I said, God, this is your problem.
然后我对神说，神啊，这是你的问题啊。
Please take care of this.
请你真的是来照看这件事情，来管这件事情。
Amen.
然后阿门。
On Friday, I was here.
然后星期五我在教会里，直到星期五来办公。
And I got here very early that morning. I got here about 6 o'clock.
我那天早上六点钟就到教会了。
And so I was walking and praying.
然后我就在那边。
Before I started to work.
在我开始工作之前，我就在祷告。
And I said, God, please take care of this. We don't know what to do.
神啊，求你来处理这件事情，我真的不知道该怎么
办。And all of a sudden, I realized.
突然之间，我一下子意识到。
God didn't talk to me out loud.
神没有这样大声的对我讲。
But I think he reminded me.
他就提醒我。
And he said, 2 days ago, you gave this problem to me.
两天之前你把这个问题交给我了。
Do you really want it back?
你现在是不是想把这个问题自己给带回去，自己
？And I said, No, I think I'd rather you keep it.
我说我可不想处理这个问题，我想你来处理。
Because Paul said.
因为保罗说了。
Don't be anxious.
他说不要挂虑。
But.
但是
，pray，
祷告
，and then look at what he says。
然后保罗继续说什么呢
？And the peace of God，
他说神所赐出人意外的平安
，which surpasses all understanding，
神的平安超乎人的意外的平安
，will guard your hearts and minds，
会保守你的心怀意念在主耶稣基督里边。
Isn't that incredible？
那个是不是令人惊奇
？That I can take a problem，
我可以带着一个问题。
I can pray and give it to God.
我可以祷告，然后把这个问题交在神的手里。
And then,
然后呢
？I can have peace.
然后我就心里有平安了。
His peace, he says, will guard.
他说他的平安会保守，会这样子，好像护卫着我们。
Now here's what I had forgotten on Friday.
那星期五我忘记什么了？那天早晨。
As after you do this, does Satan say, "Okay, now it's done"?
然后呢？你说完了，你可能说。撒旦会对你说：“哦，现在没问题了，现在都完成了。”
Of course not. He's our enemy.
他是撒旦是什么？他是我们的仇敌。
He wants to keep us unsettled.
他想让我们一直就是很不稳定，就是。
And so Satan keeps bringing it back.
然后撒旦呢就不断的让我们想到这个问题。
You need to worry about this. You need to be afraid.
你要害怕呀，你要为这件事情着急挂虑呀。
But Paul says, after I have given it to God.
保罗说，当我们把这件事情交给神以后呢？
God's peace can guard my mind.
保罗说，神的平安可以保守我的心，保守我的思想。
It becomes a wall.
就好像在我们中间建了一道城墙。
That I can say I have given this to God.
我可以说，我已经把这件这个事交在神的手里了。
And it's up to him.
然后现在就在于他了。
And so I can have peace.
所以我现在我就可以安稳下来。
Because if God decides to do this option,
如果神决定要这样做这样选择，
He's in charge.
他在掌管。
I gave it to him.
我已经交给他了。那是他的问题。
If he decides to do this,
如果他决定选择另外一种做法，他那样做，
That's okay.
那也没问题。
He's in charge.
他在掌权，他在掌管。
I have peace.
我也有平安。
And sometimes,
但有的时候呢，
many times,
很多时候，
he will decide to do something I didn't even think about.
他有的时候做的事情是我们都没想过的一种选择。
I was choosing between these two.
我是在 A 和 B 之间选择。
And God has something entirely different and better.
神要做的远远的超过原来我根本没有想到的，远远好于我自己所想到的。
But once I give it to him,
但是我一旦交给神了，
now it's his.
就是神了 ABC 神自己来选择了
And so Paul says,
所以保罗说我心里边可以有平安
Because it is no longer up to me to solve.
因为不是在乎我来解决这个问题
Pray in faith and then we have peace
存着信心祷告然后我们心里就有平安
Now let me jump to talk quickly about prayers that do not get an answer
我们现在很快来跳到下面讲到为什么祷告不能蒙应
Have you ever prayed for something and did not get an answer?
你有没有为一件事情祷告，但是却没有答复？
I have.
我有。
I have friends who say God always answers my prayer.
有人说神总是答应我的祷告，应允我的祷告。
And I always think maybe they're lying.
我想他们是不是在说谎啊？
Not every time does God answer at least the way I expect.
不会，神不会每次都按照我所期望的那样来回应我的祷告。
Sometimes his answer is yes.
有的时候神的答案是说好的。
And that's wonderful.
那当然很棒了。神说神是肯定的答案。
Sometimes his answer is wait.
有的时候神的那个回答是等着。
And I don't like that very much because I'm impatient.
我是一个没耐心的人，我当然不喜欢等待。
But I am learning that once I give it to him.
但是我学习到一旦我把我的问题交给他。
It's okay to wait.
你就等着吧，那个没问题。
But sometimes, and this is the hardest for me, sometimes the answer is no.
对我来讲，这个最难，就有的时候神答案是否定的。
You ask.
你求了，你问了。
And I said no.
然后神说不行。
Now, for some people, that's very hard to understand.
对有的人来讲很难理解。
How can God be good?
神怎么可以是美善的、良、
And love me.
又爱我。
And say no to me.
竟然对我说不行。
But let me ask you who are parents.
我问问其中我们做父母。
Have you ever said no to your children?
你有没有对你的孩子说过不行？
Yes.
Always.
Let me say, if you have not, you don't love them very much.
如果你对你孩子从来没说过不行的话，那你说明你不爱他们。
Because our children ask for things that are not good.
因为我们孩子要的东西对他们自己不好。
And if we love them, we say no.
如果我们爱他们，就对他们说不行。
And the more your parents say no, maybe it's because they love you and you are asking for wrong things.
也许你父母对你说的不行越多，就说明他爱你，然后你问的东西也不对。
Now, do you believe that God loves you at least as much as you love your children?
你相信不相信神爱你，至少也跟你爱你的孩子那样多吧？
Absolutely.
肯定的。
Far beyond.
神爱你，远远胜过你爱你的孩子。
And so if his answer is sometimes no,
如果他有时候对你说不行，
I want to understand why.
我想要了解为什么。
But I think I have a problem.
但是我有一个问题。
The bell is ringing. And we need enough time to explain this, not just in one sentence.
我们不是在一个就 I think we can be a few moments.
Yes, but I need about 15 minutes. So here's what I think we're going to do. Because I don't want to start this and leave it kind of hanging.
然后我不是说把这个打开了又没结束。
So rather than to start and give you part of an answer and then leave.
然后我不是说讲一半然后就讲了一半就停下来。
I think here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait and I'm going to talk about this next week.
所以呢我希望下个星期讲。
Why does God say no?
为什么神要对我们说不行呢?
I'll tell you this.
我要告诉大家一
点。Sometimes it's my fault.
有的时候是我的问题。
Sometimes I have not met the conditions for his answer.
有的时候我还没有达到祷告蒙应允的那个条件。
But sometimes it's because he loves me so much.
有的时候是因为他那么爱我。
That he knows that what I am praying for is not good for me.
他知道我所想求想要的东西对我不好。
And he loves me too much to give me
他这么
爱我, what I am asking for.
他太爱我了，所以他不能给我那个我想要的东西。
Because it would hurt me.
因为那个最后会伤害我。
And so I want to spend enough time next week to understand this.
所以我下个星期呢要花十五分钟的时间讲，所以我今天就
得。Instead, let me just finish with the assignment for this.
所以我就我们今天如果大家有谁还没有拿到这个星期的作业，走的时候可以来问我要。
Jesus' disciples heard him praying.
耶稣的门徒呢就听到主耶稣祷告。
And they said, teach us to pray.
他们就说，求你教导我们祷告。
And so he said, when you pray, pray like this.
然后主耶稣说，当你祷告的时候，你这样祷告。
And he taught them what we call the Lord's Prayer.
所以我们就有了那个主祷文。
It is not simply something to memorize.
这主祷文不是就简简单单把它背下来。
And recite back.
然后呢，再背给神。
And say, okay, I've prayed.
然后我祷告了，对神说我已经祷告了。
Now, it's good to memorize it.
当然是。背这个主祷文是非常好的。
It's good to say it.
然后也对神这样祷告也很好。但是记住
，He's our Father.
他是我们的父。
And prayer is a conversation.
祷告是和父爸爸之间的谈话。
So imagine this.
想象一下
，Your child memorizes a conversation.
你的孩子记住了一个对话。
How are you?
说你怎么样啊
？I am very good. Thank you for asking me.
谢谢你，谢谢你问我。
Tomorrow, how are you?
你问他说你怎么样
？I am very good. Thank you for asking.
谢谢你，我很好。
About the fifth day.
如果五天都是这样的谈话
，Are you okay?
而且头一下说你发有啥问题吗？你发神经了
？Yes, I am very good. Thank you.
我很好，谢谢你问我。
Don't you think that'd be weird?
你觉得你孩子是不是出毛脑子出毛病了
？Yeah.
对，你会觉得。
So this is not a prayer just.This is all I say. Is
这不是说我对神说就天天祷告就是这么，你们说就祷告。
Instead, it is teaching us.
这个主祷是教导我们，教我们。
This is how we pray.
我们如何的来祷告
？So what I am asking you to do this week.
然后这个星期呢，要花点时间。
Is to read this prayer each day.
所以每天呢，你们就来读这个祷告，就是这个马太福音第六章。
Think about this prayer each day.
每天来默想、思想这个祷告。
Do a few of the questions every day.
每天做一些作业，就里面大概一共有十八个作业。
By the way, I will tell you the same thing as I have always told my college students.
我就是对我的大学的学生总是这样讲。
They don't listen, but I hope you will.
他们都不听我的，我希望大家是听的。我们这个班比较好。
If you will do a little bit of this every day,
如果你每天就做个几道题的话
，it will do you much more good.
就会对你的益处会帮助更大。
Than if you do it at 8:30 on Sunday morning.
而不是说星期天早晨八点半赶快填充那个每天做几道题是。
They don't listen.
他们是不听我的。
They walk in half asleep. I stayed up all night and did this.
半夜里边睡了，比如说，哎，我昨天晚上一晚上没睡，把那个作业做完了。
And it doesn't help them.
然后这个那作业对他们就没有任何帮助。
Right, Daniel. Instead, the really good students.
这个真的好学生的话呢
，like Daniel,
像那个
do it early.
早点就开始做。
They do a little at a time.
他们每天做一点，他们每天。
So do that.
所以这样做。
But here's what I want you to be asking this week.
我想，如果你这样做，你这个星期来问你几个问题。
How can I begin to pray this way?
我怎么样可以用这种像这样的来祷告
？Not these words.
不是说同样的这个话语，不是这同样的词汇
，but this way，
而是这种方式
，this kind of relationship，
这样子的关系，跟父神这样的关系
，okay，
好吧。
Next week we have a lot to do because I want to finish out today。
所以有可能我知啊、，Can I say something？ 呀、我知道大家都很忙，因为那个洗手间都很挤，但是有可能的话，然后我们就尽量早点到，然后要讲课。如果谁没关系，谁需要的话就现在给我，英文、中文都可以。
So we will finish up what we started today. We will talk about the Lord's Prayer. Let's finish with prayer. Dear God, I thank you.
亲爱的神，我们真的是感谢你。
I thank you for the privilege to pray.
我们真的是为我们这个祷告的特权来感谢。
Would you help us to learn how to truly talk with you?
让我们帮助我们学习真的跟你交谈。
Not just to say words.
不是单单就是这样说一些词。
but to talk to you as our Heavenly Father who loves us.
真的是像跟一个爱我们的天父那样来谈话。
And to pray in faith that you really do hear us.
你真是存着信心相信你确实听到了我们。
That you care what we are saying.
你也在意我们所说的，我们所求的。
And then help us to learn how to give our problems and our difficulties to you.
让我们真的是学习，真的把我们的问题交给你。
And have peace because we have given them to you.
因为我们把这个问题交给你，我们心里就真的是有平安。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。
Thank you so much.
谁要那个
英文
带回去？有英文版。